Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Christian author Jonathan Kahn has written another Christian novel along the same line of his previous books, which are all non-biblical. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to the broadcast table to explain the headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I know in 2014, Jonathan Kahn released his second book, to which you also responded, which not only dealt with his book, but also responded to what I think we can call the Blood Moons fiasco.
In September of 2014, he had turned chapter 17 of The Harbinger called The Mystery of the Shemitah with the subtitle, The 3,000-Year-Old Mystery That Holds the Secret of America's Future, the World's Future, and Your Future. And Jonathan Kahn believed he had found a mystery that was affecting American and world economy and world events. 2014 and 2015, there was a series of four consecutive lunar eclipses that occurred on the Feast of Passover and Tabernacles in both years, and there was a book written by a Hebrew roots pastor that said that these would be a fulfillment of Joel 2, Matthew 24, and Revelation 6 concerning the moon turning to blood, triggering the tribulation and fulfillment of uptime prophecies. And when Jonathan Kahn picked up on it, he tied things to it in his Shemitah book, and so I responded, and here we are 4 years later, and nothing has happened that they said would happen.
What can you tell us about Kahn's new book, The Oracle?
I actually downloaded at 4:30 this morning from Amazon. I wasn't able to get through it completely yet, but I did read over a quarter of it already. Jonathan Kahn wrote an article, and the second paragraph reads as follows. Is it possible that the events unfolding in the world right now are following the exact parameters of a 3,000-year-old mystery? Is it possible that this mystery has determined the past, the present, and will determine the future? Could this mystery have even ordained the outcome of American elections and the secret of a modern American president, meaning President Trump? Since I haven't finished the book yet, I'm withholding judgment, but after all I've seen over the past 7 years, you could call me a confirmed skeptic.
David James, Bible in hand, explaining his concerns about Jonathan Kahn's books and the fact that they are neither historically nor biblically correct. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David James has done much research on the books written by the best-selling author Jonathan Kahn. That research has revealed that Kahn has difficulty with historic and biblical content in his books. These books lead to false teaching by the author. Jesus warned us of false teaching in the last days. That's Matthew chapter 7 and verse 15, and Matthew 24 verses 11 and 24. These false teachers, or false prophets, will deceive the true church with this non-biblical teaching. In fact, this false teaching, deception, is the first indicator of the soon return of Jesus Christ. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...